Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
So I cruise into the parking lot at work this morning, and I look to my left as I wheel into my spot, and I see what appears to be a brand new Ioniq 5, the Hyundai electric vehicle. Only seen a couple of them on the roads, right? Look and go, that's a new design. Haven't seen that vehicle before. Came up behind one, said, oh, Hyundai, it's the Ioniq 5. And I thought, nah, somebody got themselves a new rig at work. Isn't that nice? And like at 5 to 10, as we were finishing up the show, Johnny Garbutt says, I got a new Ioniq 5. I said, hold on a second here, buddy. You're telling me that that brand new electric rig in the basement is yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Strong, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you so much. The reason why I didn't say anything, because like, I didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver, because...
Well, there's already one guy who does that.
That's my thing, Johnny. Don't take that from me.
Because they weren't sure, like how many times have we talked about supply chain issues. When it was coming in, no one knew. And I got the call yesterday saying that it had come in. Now, I know kind of like with the rising gas prices, a lot of people were like, hey, I'm going to go electric. And when I went to multiple dealerships looking at electric vehicles, just to see what was going on, 14 months seemed to be the time that was given that you would have to wait for an electric vehicle. So I'm like, you know what? I don't have 14 months to wait. I'm just gonna continue with this gas guzzling car of mine. Then on my way out, the salesperson Dino was like, hey, somebody ordered one 13 months ago, but they canceled their order. And I'm like, all right, let's talk. And it kind of worked out, and I'm now driving a Hyundai Ioniq 5 all electric vehicle.
Wow, Johnny, yeah. A ton of questions here, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, I had no idea you were even in the market. Like, Johnny can be a little secretive sometimes, eh?
Yeah. Yes, he can be.
Johnny will, remember when he sprung the fact that he was getting married on us?
Yep. Yeah.
It was like, hey, guys, I'm getting married. This was, 7 or 8 years ago now, Johnny?
Yeah.
When you told us? And he was like, hey, I'm getting married. And we think, like, oh, he proposed on the weekend. And we didn't even know who he'd proposed to at that point. And we thought, oh, he's probably getting married like a year and a half. And he was like, 2 weeks from now, you guys should come.
You guys are
like,
in? You guys in?
Wow.
He's a close to the vest kind of guy.
Yes, he certainly is. John, put it this way, if you have a secret and you need to tell someone that secret, you can tell Garbutt without having to kill him. he will hold it, keeps a secret. Would have been a great spy during the war, Johnny.
Thank you so much.
You said, John, that we have a million questions. I agree. My number one question is, because this is so new to a lot of people, especially myself as not a huge car guy. Johnny, you live in Bolton. You got the car last night. I'm assuming you took it around for a spin or two in your neighborhood, and then you drove from Bolton to Toronto. What percentage of battery power did you go through?
I picked it up at 98% battery power, and after all of that, I'm now at like 85%.
So you're going to have no problem then getting home. You charge it again. How long do they say is a full charge? If you were at 1%, how long would it take you to get to a 98% charge?
I think it's like 4 hours if it's like zero to whatever. But to get it, you know, they say with the batteries, much like your iPhone, don't let it run out. Don't charge it up full way. Somewhere between 30 and 90% is where you want to keep it.
Are you a guy who follows the manual?
I haven't yet. There is some reading to do with it. There's a lot of non-moving parts, if you can believe it, because it doesn't have an engine. There's a lot of computer related stuff, which is a bit above me at the moment, but I kind of think I know what I'm doing a little bit. But it's amazing to think now that, like, will I lose weight because I'm not going to the gas station to get gas and buying snacks now?
I love that. So that's in your
That's
head.
A good,
that's kind of a where I'm coming from with this a little bit.
Okay, so I'm looking at a picture here of your new vehicle, the Ioniq 5, and it's got a very nice display set up. Where is the, like, how are you putting it into gear?
So, like, much like your windshield wiper knob or arm, there's another arm right below it, and you just kind of, like, it's like a turn switch. So you would turn a knob to D, turn a knob to R, and then there's a button you press to park.
Have you, has your wife driven it?
She has.
Were you in it or were you outside the vehicle?
I was in it.
Okay. You haven't heard the vehicle, the sound it makes, which is pretty close to nothing, right?
I have heard it when it was being demoed for me before I drove it off the lot. It is very quiet, like disturbingly quiet, where you're not 100% sure if it's on, but yeah, it's on. It's interesting that way.
What is the expected range that you're going to get out of this thing?
When I picked it up yesterday at 98%, it said 455 kilometers. So that's not bad. Somewhere around there. Now here's the thing. So when the guy's like, somebody canceled their order, do you want it? And I said yes. I'm a bit of a don't ask a lot of questions guy. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what the color was. I had no idea what the color of the interior was. I didn't know anything about it. Like that way. So it was all kind of like new when I had showed up yesterday. I had no idea. It was all kind of done for me. It was someone else's vision.
You know what's like, this is such a little thing because there's so much computers, I'm sure, and details that you could share with us. But just looking at the interior, there's no like a console kind of between you, at least in the picture I'm seeing, between you and your passenger.
No, like on the floor, like where like the drivetrain would be.
It's just like, it looks like a couch. Yeah,
you're right. It's like a bucket.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Now, the cool thing about this car, and like this may sound like, I don't know if other cars have these. It's got a charging pad for your phone where you just put it on it and it just charges. Just charges
it's
it.
A little thing
it's like crazy.
That,
eh? Yeah. Like it's, yeah. I don't understand half the stuff that's going on in the car.
See, I think, you know, the whole charging thing, and you know, obviously there will be more and more charging stations throughout the GTA and all over the world, of course. Like, I have a neighbor that's had an electric car for a long time, and like every time I pass his house, it's charging. Like, I think you just get into that habit. As soon as it's in your driveway, you plug it in and you go in your. So it's probably never. You probably never have to go unless you're going on a long distance drive. You're probably just charging it from home. I'm going to say 95% of the time for you, Johnny.
Yeah. I don't know if it's charging the entire time it's plugged in, because you can, at least for my charger that I bought and installed in my house, thanks, Derek, there's an app, and you can tell it when to charge. So you can leave it plugged in, but it's not necessarily charging, which I think is kind of neat. So if you wanted to do it overnight to like get the best price on electricity, you're good. You're good to go that way.
Yeah, one of our neighbors has an electric car too. I've never really talked to him about it, but it is charging all the time. That's for sure. Because I know the way I am. There's lots of reasons I haven't dipped my toe into this particular pool yet, and one of them is that I know it would take a big lifestyle change, because I just forget stuff, and I would not charge the car and I do something else, and then I have to get up in the morning, as I so often do, right, when I've got 32 kilometers to empty, but I have a gas station right down the street, right? If I'm 32 kilometers to empty on an electric car, I'm screwed at 5:10 in the morning. So it would take a bit of a mind change. The other thing is we spend our summers up north, right? And there would be no chance of charging a vehicle up there.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right? It's a rustic situation.
Which is why we kept a gas car. We have a gas car for those sort of situations. But, you know, the cool thing is, and like I said, I'm so new to this, is I know with my charging station, you can set a schedule. So as long as it's plugged in and you set a schedule, it knows when to charge it for you. So hopefully those sort of like those forgetfulness of not being able to charge it are gone with that. And the app that comes with the charger tells you where other chargers are in the city in case you need one.
Okay. Which is also very, very, very handy.
Very, very cool.
So just because I have no clue, let's say you are in that situation and you woke up one morning, like as John Garbutt, and you're in Bolton and you've got to go to Toronto and you've got 5%.
Yeah.
And let's say for argument's sake, you can make it to the charging station in Bolton because you know where it is, or even your own house because you have it.
Yeah.
How long would it take to get to like a percentage where you're like, okay, I know I can get to work and back?
An hour. I'm not 100% sure, but there's different types of chargers. Level 1, level 2, level 3. Level 3 will get it done in like 10 minutes. Those are very expensive. I didn't get that one. But
can you actually buy those though?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
You can buy those too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the car comes with a charger that if you are in such desperate need that will plug it to the wall.
That would take a long time.
Like 12 to 13 hours.
How much is the level 3?
I looked into it. I think it's over $2,000.
Okay.
Mine was 13.
Okay, and sorry, just I don't want to forget. What would the levels be at a charging station like out in the
public? I think they're all twos. All twos. Again, I'm very new to this.
Sure.
All the ones that I've seen on my app say level 2, and I assume that that's what it means.
How do you feel about knowing that you're just going to drive by gas stations now and not have to look the way we do at those prices?
It feels good because yesterday I had a gas card that I drove to work, and I filled up at $157.9, and I'm like, wow, that's not too bad. Much like you said, you're kind of conditioned now where it's like, it's under $1.60. Wow, that's awesome. And then I woke up this morning, it was $1.69. These wild fluctuations of gas prices. I do have one gas car, but it feels pretty good not having to buy gas anymore.
What do you think it's going to add to your hydro bill?
A lot less than whatever I was paying in gas. We figured it out. I don't have the numbers memorized, but it's significantly less.
Well, the good news,
especially if you're, you know, if I'm going to charge it full bore at like 6 o'clock on a Thursday night, I'm paying more than it will at 1 a.m. So you have to kind of like figure out that way. But I think even if you were to do it at peak time, it's not going to be even equal to what I pay in a week of gas.
The good news is what you're saving in gas, the interest rates went up. So you get to pay more and say your mortgage. So it all balances out.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm not coming out ahead in any way.
Good timing. Is there any part of you going to miss spending money on gas?
Are you going to miss the entire gas station experience? Or will you still stop in just to hang around in the gas station?
I think snacks.
I still need meat sticks.
You still need the snacks.
Okay, let's find some downsides here, mm-hmm. right? Okay. We know that the gas station car washes are expensive. You're no longer going to qualify for the discount you get from buying gas.
Yes.
So that you get like 50 cents off the price of your car wash. So, hey, take that.
Yes. I never thought of that.
Right.
I wonder if I can return it.
You know what? I haven't paid for a chocolate bar in a gas station in a long time, courtesy of points. Yeah. Johnny doesn't have no points. You got to pay for a Snickers bar. No.
Well, good for you, Johnny. I don't know a ton about them myself. I have never asked as many questions, for instance, as I'm asking you right now. And look, things are changing. We understand that.
There's a large part of me that if we had this conversation a month from now, I'll probably know more. I'd probably be able to help you out more than I can right now.
I would hope so.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Easter feaster.
Let's get her going. Fire it up, please. Fire it up, bunny.
Somebody threw it. Hey, are you guys good for turkey on Sunday?
Yeah, okay, great question. What are you eating? Turkey's too heavy.
Am I wrong with that? I'm like, What year is it?
No,
what
time of year is it? Why do you guys have an issue with turkey? What's your problem?
I do in April.
Me too.
No way, man.
Bro.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's a Thanksgiving Christmas deal. Bro, you want to be a real man? Eat rabbit.
You're
in front of the kids.
Harsh in a guy's mellow on a Thursday morning already.
Yeah.
The whole family together for the first time in like 400 years?
Nope.
Yes, turkey.
No way. No.
Yes.
No, pass the ham.
Ham, give you ham.
No.
Barbecue, it's spring.
I want to come in here comatose on Monday morning. Mm-mm. I'm hoping. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm in the minority here.
I think you are.
And if so, I will play by majority rules. If I show up at the, cuisine?
Yeah.
If I show up at the cuisines on Sunday night and they say ham, I'm eating the ham.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not going to get into a brawl like you two will if turkey is served.
I will sit there in disappointment if I am served turkey on Sunday. I'll say that right now.
Wow, so you're going to sulk in the corner.
I will. I probably won't say anything, but my mood will shift.
I'm protesting. And don't even give me like a green bean casserole with it. Do I love it in October? Hundo P. Not in April. Are you kidding? How much would you start sweating?
Since when did you become Mr. Seasonal over here?
I love me the seasonal foods.
You know what you need? You need a trip to Winnipeg, Manitoba right now.
You know what? People like vacuum seal food? Mm-hmm. And they'll like vacuum seal corn. They're like, you can have fresh corn in February. I say to hell with it. I don't care if it's a freedom or not. You eat foods when you're supposed to eat foods.
Wow,
and casseroles and turkeys stop in March.
Okay, man.
I don't disagree with you, Ryan.
Okay, settle down,
and I'll
buddy.
Tell you something else. If you're barbecuing on Christmas Day, you can go straight to hell.
Man.
Wow,
you take this more seriously than I thought you did. Yep. Okay, buddy, look, we're not going to be together on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. You do your thing. I'm just going to show up and try and be as cordial a guest as I can. Like you, I'm not getting into a chainsaw brawl with my cousins over what's on the table. Green bean casserole and then lose my mind.
If you were to host, John, what would you, automatically go turkey? If you were hosting?
Like, if I was hosting, it'd be like Cap'n Crunch.
That's 12 months a year. I'll give you that one.
Sure, maybe with some waffles or something.
It brings everyone together.
Yeah. And the reason is because I'd like you out of the house by noon. Right? We'd start at 9:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And then by noon, everyone's gone home.
Who's carving the Fruit Loops?
Well, it's good that a Thursday has the feeling of a Friday as it does today. Not a bad day. Some sun this afternoon and a high of 14 degrees. Now that gets me thinking of the turkeys. Just want to congratulate anyone who was air drumming along to the end of that song and got it right.
Did you get mad at yourself when you screwed up?
I did, too.
Yeah,
I missed one. Ra-ta-ta-ta. I came in early. I got a habit of that. But ra-ta-ta-ta. Bum, 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 bum. Steve, what's happening this morning, pal?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
You know what? We're still employed. What about you?
I'm the same, just driving around in fog.
Was foggy this morning, wasn't it?
I'm glad you guys saw that, too.
Yeah, Parker was doing 26 kilometers an hour on the southbound 427.
I like to make the drive more challenging, Steve. You know what I like to do during a really foggy day? I throw the high beams on. Because I find I see too much.
Just to make it a little more challenging.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Perfect.
Why not? It's way too easy driving in the GTA.
Of course.
All right, Steve. Well, happy Easter to you and yours.
And to you as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, pal. We've got for you something for spring and summer, the Veggie Pod, plus a stand. It was a massive hit with everybody who got one last spring when we first gave them away, Steve. People who didn't even know what the Veggie Pod was, and they got one, and they said, oh, my God, this thing is amazing. My green thumb is alive and well. So you grow whatever you want in it. They'll deliver it to your house. And it is all fruits and vegetables. Maybe it give you a leg up on what you may want to grow in your Veggie Pod, as Parker will have five questions on those two subjects.
Yeah, and I think that definitely the first two are pretty simple, and then we'll see how much you know about your fruits and vegetables. Are you a fruits and vegetables kind of guy, Steve?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
You like to mix it in once in a while? Run it through the garden?
I like the produce aisle.
There you go. You like the produce. Okay, so you should do pretty well then. Five questions, 40 seconds, and it starts right now. Steve, raisins are dried what?
Grapes.
Which vegetable comes in varieties like romaine, iceberg, and bib?
Lettuce.
Cox's orange pippin is what type of fruit?
Pardon me?
A Cox's orange pippin is what type of fruit?
Ooh. Mango?
What was the first vegetable grown in space? Which one was it?
Potato?
Yeah. What is the study of vegetables called? I don't expect you to get it. You will be one of these, though, when you get your vegetable. Okay. We'll bring Jay Dizzle on.
Tomato.
Not in this one, bro. Come on. Once again, you jumped the gun.
Potato. Potato.
Five questions.
What did Steve get?
Three.
See, he's a man who knows his way around.
Missed out on question three and question five.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Steve, not in a fog.
Not in a fog.
Whilst playing the game this morning.
What he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Raisins are dried what?
Plums. Oh, they're grapes.
What vegetable comes
in... No second chance, Johnny.
What vegetable comes in varieties of romaine, iceberg, and bib?
Lettuce.
The old Cox's orange pippin is what type of fruit?
Wow.
The old Cox's orange pippin.
Well, the obvious answer is sitting right there.
It's in the name.
Is it orange?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Apple.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those apple types.
Okay.
By the way, Granny Smith. Terrible.
Wow, you are so food judgy today.
Let's just get rid
You're
of
You're just
that.
A food judgy guy.
They are tart.
I'm too tart. Still disappointed with my answer to question number two.
Would you say plums?
Yeah, I don't know why. I got ahead of myself.
That would be a massive plum to shrink down to a raisin. Like, that's a massive jump.
It's so wrong on so many levels. Yeah. I don't know. I just blurted it for
you. You know, you said it so quickly. I'm like,
know.
You know, you got me second guessing.
I know. I just went off. I'm like, what can I tell you?
That's three in a row for you going off early.
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, what was the first vegetable grown in space?
In space? I'm going to say...
Just throw any vegetable out.
Cabbage.
This I don't expect you to get. But you will be one of these.
Like, where in space?
He said it, though.
Where?
Well, he said potato. You said potato early.
Oh, wait, really? They grew potatoes in where in space? Steve, get that?
Yeah,
Steve, did you get that one?
I did, yeah.
Nice. How'd you know that?
Oh, I heard it a long time ago, and one of the rare things I remember.
Wow, good for you, man. And that's the kind of stuff that's important. That could come up in conversation at some point.
Right.
You fire that one out, Steve. That'll impress the ladies.
If I was single, that's my go-to line. I'd say, hello, ladies. Do you know what the first vegetable grown in space was? Also, do you know what a Cox orange pippin is?
Yeah.
Was that number five?
Number five is, what is the study of vegetables called? I don't expect anyone to get this. You would be this.
No.
Steve is going to be this when he gets his veggie pod. An oleoculture. O-L-E-I culture. Whatever.
Okay.
Oleoculture.
That's the actual study. What is it? Oleoculture?
Yeah, oleoculture. Yeah. Okay. Is the production of plants for use of edible parts.
So Steve will therefore become an oleoculturist.
You got it.
Excellent, Steve. Veggie pod. Plus a stand is yours. They're going to drop by your place. We'll get your address and they'll drop it off and you'll have a summer of growing your own, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
No problem. Have a great long weekend.
You as well.
That was pretty wild, that video from Brampton yesterday of the attempted carjacking. Guy with a baby in his arm, and he could have been really seriously hurt as the car is backing out of his driveway. The thief, the carjacker, is behind the wheel. And then it looks like the guy who's doing the carjacking finally says, like, you know what, this is way too much of a pain in the ass. I'm out of here.
Oh, it's pretty scary, and it's amazing that you have these sort of things on camera. So he takes his, like, little baby that's in a,
car seat?
Yeah, and he straps that baby in, and then he goes back into his house to get, like, a toddler, like a little one, mm-hmm. but not a baby. And in that time...
Small enough to hold in your arms.
Yeah, hold in your arms. And so in that time where he goes back to get the toddler with the baby now in the car, some guy sneaks up on his driveway, just like it looks like any driveway in Brampton or any suburban part of the GTA, and gets in it. He realizes what's going on. So he opens up the passenger door, right? So now if you picture it, he's standing with the passenger door to his right, holding his toddler to his left with his baby in the back seat, and he's yelling at the guy, like, why are you still in my effing car?
And as the car backs up, the door is going to start pushing this guy backwards toward the street. You figure he probably would have let him go had the other kid, not already been in the car.
100%. Right, because at first I thought the toddler was the baby. Then I realized, oh no, if you look at the whole thing, the baby's already in the car. So you totally understand why he stood his ground. But yeah, he could have been hurt, this kid could have been hurt, and his baby could have been stolen. Fortunately, the guy runs away, leaves the car.
Well, it shows you that huge difference too, right? Like, I mean, whether it's a bank or you're working in a store or it's your own house. Like, take my stuff. Hey, knock yourself out. I don't care. Take my headphones. Right? You want my earbuds? That's fine. You want my slippers? Take them too. Take all the electronics. You know what? I'll help you get the TV out the front door.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about one of somebody's kids, it changes the complexion of the situation pretty immensely.
And I think one of the most interesting things about the video, Rye, you've always asked the question, is it targeted or random? And you can see the car that the carjacker is in drive by, stop, and then just run up and try and steal it. So that's, to me, that's super random.
Yeah, it's very...
It was almost like the guy was just walking down the street and thought, oh, there's a car, I think I'll just take it.
That's
very odd in that respect.
That part I don't get. And it also, it's like, you know, especially if you have little ones, like, you know, and like I was just at a gas station and I wasn't getting gas, I was going in to get slushies with two of my boys. I'm like, all right, like part of me thought, ah, they're old enough, they can sit here for a second while I run in and run out. I'm like, nah, you know what? Just come with me, guys. And they did. And that's always kind of the argument, right? Like, should you always take your kids in with you? And whose fault is it if you leave your kid? This is on the guy's own driveway. Mm-hmm.
And most of these cases where somebody, where it does happen to them, they probably thought beforehand, what are the odds?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right? Well, I mean, how many terrible things have happened to people whose last statement before it happened was, what are the chances it's going to happen to me?
And then on, so you think probably very slim, right? Like it doesn't happen that often. Otherwise, you'd hear more about it. But then you say, what are the odds in your own driveway? Even crazier odds that some rando is going to be driving by, stop, get out with another dude and steal your car. Mm.
Well, then as he leaves, as the carjacker leaves, I don't even know so much. I don't even think he knew there was a kid in the car. I think he was more of a car thief than a carjacker.
I agree.
Right? But then the car, he puts it into gear, and it starts going toward the door, which I assume, I didn't see the end of the video because they cut it off. We saw it on Global News last night.
Yeah.
I guess he drove it right into the garage door, right?
Yeah, so there's nobody in the car at that point. It's just inching forward, and it does hit the garage door. Probably a little bit of damage to the front, but how scary would that be?
Well, it just goes to show you, too, because this guy literally put his life on the line for his kids, and that's what parents do. So, Johnny, grab the John Sterling call from last night because we talk about this is great. Remember the story on the weekend? There was the kid at the hockey game, Leafs Habs, and then the kid got a stick from Nick Suzuki, and then with 10 minutes left to go, I guess the kid's out in the concourse with his dad, and they say, "Well, you're not allowed to have a stick. We're going to put it aside for you in the coat check or whatever," and the dad says, no, we're going to leave. And then he goes on Twitter and badmouths the Leafs and kind of fudges the story a little bit to make the Leafs look bad. And turns out that's just the rule, right? I mean, the rule's the rule. Yeah, of course, it's a kid. The kid's not going to, you know, the chances are the kid's not going to assault somebody. But that's the rule, right? They ended up leaving. So get this. They just released the top 10 most reputable professional sports teams in Canada in 2022. They surveyed 38,000 people. So I'm going to run through this. You tell me what franchise is not on this list. The top 10 most reputable professional sports teams. Raptors, Blue Jays, Winnipeg Jets, Montreal Alouettes, Calgary Stampeders, the Leafs, the Flames, the Oilers, the Canucks, and the Blue Bombers.
Okay, so I'm narrowing it down to an NHL team.
Correct.
Would you say, are they original six?
They are.
Interesting.
Which takes Ottawa out of the equation.
Uh-huh. Could you drive there in, I don't know, 5 hours?
Yes, you could, as a matter of fact.
Do they speak a français?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
Le Bleu?
Yes. They won 24 cups?
Hey!
The way that Habs fans got about that stick situation on the weekend, this will be excellent to watch.
I love it. This is karma. Yes. This is coming back at you.
Hey, you know what? They'll get us back in the playoff. Oh, no. But then again, now we have to look at the reality, because you know what you're going to hear, right? Like, how did last spring go? And we got to kind of fall on our swords on that one.
God, it's just, you know, with them, it's like, okay, you know, numbers-wise, you have it. You just trot out the same, well, what's the Leafs of the Titanic, bottom of the Atlantic, haven't seen a game in color.
Johnny, your Raptors at number one on the list. Most reputable sports franchises. Blue Jays at number two. Last night, the Blue Jays, Yankee Stadium. John Sterling, the guy who's called Yankee games since like 1776. He's calling it, and Giancarlo Stanton's at the plate.
This is Hicks. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught at the wall, caught by Tapia.
So not that far. No. It's not that far, the ball.
I just love the way he says it's gone, because, man, he makes it sound so exciting until he realizes it's like 20 feet inside the park. Jay's another win. Just looking at a thing in our town about an event this evening for feeding people who don't have anything for this Easter weekend. Pretty hard not to acknowledge right now that, you know, there are all, even compared to a year ago, there are a ton of people who are who are struggling to put food on the table, especially at a time where, you know, generally we're thinking about, you know, new season, summer coming, maybe seeing family for the first time since Christmas, and in this case, seeing family in many cases for the first time in a couple of years, right? Like, that's our situation. We're going to visit family, and we haven't seen, you know, children who were four who are now on the verge of being seven. That's a huge leap, right?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I hope if you were bringing them a gift, say, of, like, pants or something 2 years ago, you upgraded them.
Are you the uncle that shows up with pants?
Yeah, yeah.
The gifts of pants.
Oh, you want a chocolate.
Honey, what do we get for a four-year-old? Ah, grab something from Oshkosh Bagosh.
Make sure they're Easter pants with bunnies on them so you can wear them one day a year.
Hey, do kids go and see an Easter bunny in the mall like Santa Claus?
No. I don't think much.
Bit creepier, right?
No.
I think they're just at, like, farms, right? You just go and, like, see Easter bunnies if they do a big egg hunt. Mm-hmm. They're just like a scarecrow, but it's a bunny.
Much better for the kids than seeing an Easter bunny than when being chased by a coyote.
Right.
Right? The kids don't need to see that.
Yeah, nature is
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
But it is, for, you know, for a whole ton of people, going to be an opportunity to see family that you haven't seen. And what do you got going, Johnny?
We're going to go to Sarah's parents. My mom was actually supposed to come, but the sixth wave has kept her on the island.
From the coast.
Yeah, she was supposed to come, but she denied it. She's coming now in June, where hopefully the wastewater count is down. And fingers crossed. But we're going to Sarah's parents. We're going to have a good time there with the Cugines and the Zias. It's going to be fun. But if you're looking for some Easter fun, I'll be at Bass Pro Shop at Vaughn Mills on Saturday 9 to 1.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's fire some archery bows in the parking lot.
A rare opportunity to meet Johnny Garth.
Yeah, come on out. It'll be fun.
Are you in the parking lot?
I'm not sure if we're inside or outside. I don't know. But
nice.
I'll just take an archery bow and just bring it outside.
Get some bolts in there, and away you go. Start firing away. Make it a nice crossbow. Parksy, what about you?
We're having an Easter egg hunt, but it's a little different this year. We're hiding wastewater samples, and the kids have to find the one with COVID in it.
Oh, the positive.
The one positive. Right? So I got three kids, one positive. Nice. Who's going to win?
Yeah, and you're not placing, like, testing kits all over the backyard?
No, they grab as many as they can. They're everywhere. But only one of them actually has COVID in
them. That's incorrect. According to the numbers, all of them have COVID.
Well, happy Easter to you and yours from Q107. I didn't have a great start at 6:45.
Oof.
Ask the question again, buddy.
The question number one, which, if you're new to the game, is generally a layup. And then question five, more difficult. The question is, it's, remember, all fruits and vegetables. Raisins are dried what?
And what was my answer?
Plums. But you said it so quickly and with such confidence. I was like,
I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Is there a certain raisin that comes from a plum?
No.
Grapes, right?
Yeah, I know. No.
That's okay. Redemption, buddy.
I've got no excuse, my friends. Aaron is playing today. Hey, second time around. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Just great, buddy. Happy Easter to you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Hope everything goes well. Aaron, what do you have going? Any plans that maybe have not come to fruition in the last couple of years, family-wise or anything?
Well, I have our beer league playoff game tonight in hockey. So
strong.
Looking forward to that, yeah.
Are you favored in tonight's game, or are you the underdog?
I think we're favored, yeah.
Nice.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes, but...
Aaron, just remember, there's no drinking in the locker room.
What do you mean, before or after?
At all.
During.
Oh.
Okay. I love those signs.
Yeah.
No alcohol permitted. Okay. Okay, let's go with that.
Well, good luck in tonight's game. Aaron. Excellent. Well, whatever else happens for the remainder of the weekend, we hope it goes well. We've got for you one small veggie pod plus a stand, and since it is fruits and vegetables that you may be growing in there, that is the subject of the questioning this morning. Parksy decided not to ask holiday questions, but rather questions about fruits and veggies. Parksy.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of question five. We'll see if what you think about it. If you know the answer, that'd be great. Aaron, five questions, 40 seconds. Your time starts now. What vegetable is the primary cash crop on the island of PEI?
Potatoes.
According to science, are tomatoes fruits or vegetables?
Fruits.
Which fruit typically grows in bunches, also known as hands?
broccoli.
Which color bell pepper packs the most nutrition?
Red.
Which American city is named after the onion?
American city? Idaho? Or Boise?
That's okay. No problem.
Yeah.
You threw your guess out. Not the right answer. 3 for 5.
Okay. Do you get Terry's opinion there on number 5?
Aaron's opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Aaron's okay. opinion?
On question 5.
Ask him. Just tell him not to get... Ask him.
Okay. Aaron, do you think that that is an interesting question? That that is a possibility?
It was kind of interesting, yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. No, no enthusiasm yeah. whatsoever from Aaron.
Thought none. So.
None. That was, Aaron was trying to be nice. Aaron's a guy who knows that, what, 12 hours from now, his team is going to be celebrating their True. Beer League championship. And True. He figures the last thing I want to do is get into a beef with some guy on the radio right now.
I also think this is a lesson, maybe, just to not try. I try to come up with interesting stuff. No one seems to like it. So I'll just...
It's the sales, buddy. It's your sales pitch. It's too heavy. You would never sell a car. You would try and sell a Lada as a Bentley.
Well, maybe John just will find it work. Interesting. Maybe.
Okay, let's
maybe
see. John let's find will. Out. Okay, what was Aaron's tally?
3 for 5.
All right.
Ready to go?
I've got to do better than I did at 6:45.
Yes, you do. You will.
All right.
You'll definitely get the first... Three, well, I'm going to say.
You would have said that Watch earlier, yourself. Too. So, okay, yes, indeed.
30 seconds. What vegetable is the primary cash crop on the island of PEI?
The potato.
According to science, are tomatoes fruits or vegetables?
They are fruits.
Which fruit is typically grows in bunches, also known as hands?
Bananas?
Yeah. Which color bell pepper packs the most nutrition?
Ooh, yellow. Green.
Which American city is...
Red.
Which American city is named after the onion?
Onion, L'Oignon.
You've heard of this city.
L'Oignon.
And this is why I disagree with Johnny. I think if any time this city comes up in conversation, once you hear this, you'll be like, did you know? But maybe I'm wrong.
All right, well, give it to me.
Chicago.
No, not interesting.
Really?
No. No, there's no connection whatsoever.
It comes from the Algonquin language. It turned into Chicago, meaning striped skunk or onion, according to early explorers, the lakes and streams.
No, way too long. That's an elevator pitch that nobody would even pay attention to.
I'll stop talking.
No, okay. Aaron, there you go. Good luck tonight, pal. Have a great weekend, and they will deliver a veggie pod to you for playing this morning Smarter Than Derringer.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.